Just got daddy's money.
From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So the big question, has the job market turned?
I think it is. I think it's cooling a little. It's one of the key questions, Mike, isn't it, for the Reserve Bank, and fairly central to the future path of interest rates, and that's the labour market. I mean, it's part of the Reserve Bank mandate. It's in the policy targets agreement between the Crown and the central bank. And, you know, you'd have to say it's been running pretty hot lately. But, yeah, this question, is it easing? And intuitively, Mike, I don't think it's unreasonable to speculate that the recent surge we've seen in migration could actually be helping, could be bolstering the workforce. Yesterday we had the release of the Westpac McDermott Miller Employment Confidence Report, and at a headline level, employment confidence has fallen. The index fell from 109.5 to 105.6. That's the lowest level that we've seen that index at in 2 years. And the biggest contributor was a drop in the perception about the current availability of jobs. And that particular data series can be, or has been shown to be, a leading indicator for the unemployment rate. So as it falls, potentially we see the unemployment rate rising. So current employment conditions fell from 120.1 to 112.2. Now, the authors of the report, though, do state that on balance, New Zealanders are still optimistic about the state of the labour market, but we are seeing some of the aspects of it just cooling a bit. Now, we know that consumer confidence is waning at the moment. It's in a pretty bad state. So it's actually, I don't think it's the jobs market that's making you feel bad about spending. I think rather it's the rise in the cost of living. But I think we can say the jobs market is just cooling a little.
Okay, what do we get out of the US overnight?
Whole bunch of data, Mike, out overnight. Data's key at the moment because the Federal Reserve is sitting there, it's waiting, it's assessing the impact of all of the increases of the Fed funds rate. But generally overnight, there was a lot of it. It's been pretty positive. In other words, the US economy is holding up quite well. Now, the interesting thing about this, Mike, is that good news for the economy is now being cheered by the share market. And actually, we're seeing all of the share US indexes up overnight and the NASDAQ up 1.7%. It wasn't that long ago that wasn't the case because of this fixation with interest rates. And good news for the economy made people worried about interest rates, but good economic data is actually positive for company earnings. And overnight, we've seen stronger economic data in a number of areas. New home sales, that's running at the fastest rate in over a year, despite higher interest rates. Durable goods orders, higher than estimated. Consumer confidence, it's reached its highest level we've seen over there in the US since the start of 2022, so quite different from here. House prices also rose for the third straight month in a row. Look, economists still expecting a bit of a recession in the US. It doesn't look like it right now. It's lifted the share market.
Okay, and I'm glad you raised this. I've been following this with a great deal of interest for a while. It's a mess, this carbon market, isn't it?
It is a mess. And this is what happens when governments get involved in, you know, markets that trade and start sending signals. So quick comment on the carbon market. This is where you effectively trade the price of carbon units, NZUs. It's all tied up with controlling carbon emissions, the ETS, the road to net zero. And at what's very unexpected turn, the price of carbon has fallen, and it's fallen sharply. Main factor here, Mike, uncertainty over government policy. And we don't have time to dig too deeply into this, into what's going on. You saw that government auction recently of carbon units. You need those if you emit carbon. It failed. We saw a brief spurt higher in the price, but now it's plummeted. So you've got a consultation paper on ETS, uncertainty over the role of forestry. I'm not sure how this resolves itself, but I do know that it will leave a big potential hole in government revenue if they can't auction the units that they planned to sell.
Exactly. They've got two more auctions. They've lost $1 billion already. They could lose $2 billion by the end of the year. What are the numbers?
Yep. So just to see a green numbers out there at the moment, Mike, the Dow Jones is 33,962. That's up almost 250 points. That's 0.75%. The S&P 500 is up over 1%, 1.1%, 4379. And as I said, the NASDAQ storming higher, 1.73%, 231 points, 13,566. The FTSE 100 overnight gained 8,7461. The Nikkei fell 160 points. That's about 0.5%, 32538. The Shanghai Composite up 1.2%, 3189. Australasian markets were a little bit more muted. The ASX 200 was up just over 0.5%, 7118. And we gained 10 points on the NZX 50, 11,649. One Kiwi dollar will buy you 0.6173 US. 0.9227 Aussie, 0.5631 euro, 0.4840 pounds, 88.89 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,911.80. That's a bit lower. And Brent crude, a bit lower also, $72.92.
Well, take it. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.